morning to you. If you are listening to me in the afternoon hours, good afternoon to you. If you are listening to me in the evening hours, good evening to you. And if you have allowed me the privilege to speak to your being before you lay your head to rest, good night to you. I want to speak to you about letting go. Letting go. So many times we attach ourselves to people and things that causes us to lose not only pieces of ourselves, but pieces of our mind. And when I say losing pieces of your mind, we put ourselves so much into their situation. We invest so much into who they are until we become weak within our own mind in terms of living our very own day-to-day life. So many times we treat people with love and treat people with care and show people the love and show people how much we care till we neglect ourselves. We neglect showing ourselves love. We neglect actually loving ourselves. And the reason being because one thing we have to do is learn to let go. Many of us have people within our life where no matter what you say to them on a positive note, they have negativity to bring your way. And how many of us want to live with that every day? Because what happens is when you continue to allow something to happen over and over and over and over, it no longer becomes an occurrence. It becomes a habit. And every day that you allow someone to not only pour their negativity on you, but pour their negative energy, pour their negative thoughts, pour their negative ideas, pour their just everything about them being negative, they're just pouring it on you. After a while, it no longer becomes you helping them. It becomes you enabling them because your conversation goes from you being the help and listener to you being the habit. You are the person that they will continue to unload on because as you can see, if you're having the same conversations over and over and over, they're not listening to you. They're not changing anything. Remember, the goal is to change your mind and it changes your life. But if you're constantly having the same conversations with these people over and over and over about the same things. Now, Chinese proverb says insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Now, how can you expect change when you continue to allow negative habits within your life? And yes, people can be a negative habit in your life. And that's why we have to learn to let go. But one of the reasons it's so hard for us to let go is because of those soul ties. You know, when you are driven by your energy, when you are energetically in tune to who you are, you easily put yourself energetically in situations when you don't have to. You're so invested into whatever you are doing, including friends, family. When you do that, you put yourself in a vulnerable situation. It may not seem vulnerable because within your mind, energetically, you feel like you're on top of the world. You feel like you're strong, you're wise, you're powerful. But what tends to happen is every day you allow this to happen again. It's no longer an occurrence. It's a habit. And every day you're chipping at the bit, just chipping and chipping and chipping and chipping. Eventually, the story of the yielding rock, if a water keeps dripping on that spot, it's going to eventually create a hole. You have to stop allowing people to drip water on your rock, creating holes within you. You may not feel it early on, but there are times where you get finished talking to that person or you get finished doing that thing where you feel completely exhausted. And within your mind, you know you went to bed that night. You know that you rested well. You know mentally you are right. But for some odd reason, you feel like you just have a whole weight on you. And the crazy part is it is not your weight. You're carrying someone else's weight. You're carrying someone else's burden. You're putting yourself in a situation of pain that you don't have to be in. There have been many times in my life where I've put myself in situations where I felt like I have to help this person. I have to do this, even without them even asking for help. And so I lay a burden upon myself that I created on my own. And once I create that burden, guess what happens? You allow that burden to continue to unload on you. And the more you allow it to unload and unload and unload, you become heavy. It's just like a truck bed. You continue to put things on the back of the truck bed, it gets heavy. Everything has a weight requirement. Elevators have a weight requirement. Elevators go up, but they still have a weight requirement. You can't continue to pile things on yourself and not let anything go. You cannot continue to put things on your elevator to success and not let anything go. I know you want to carry everyone. I know you want to take everyone to the promised land. But guess what? Some people you have to leave behind. Some things you have to leave behind. You, my friend, have to learn to let go. Yes, it's going to hurt. I never said it was not going to hurt. It's going to feel like somebody ripped something from you at times because you are so tied to this person. You are so tied to this thing. There are people that I know that have worked jobs for years in and year out, and they know that there are better situations. There are better opportunities elsewhere, but they will not quit because they are tied to the job. Their security is in the job and not themselves. Their security is in the habit and not themselves. If you're getting up every day to go to a job that is not helping you prosper, that is not leading you to the place that you want to be, that you don't feel elevation in, you have put yourself in a situation where you have built a habit in your life that is conducively and continually giving negativity to your mind. Not only is it giving it to your mind, it's going to your body, because you can sleep 10 hours, wake up the next day and still feel tired because your mind knows you have to go back to this habit called work, this habit called a job that you hate. They're paying you an hourly wage and you hate it because you don't want to be there, but you force yourself to go. You put Band-Aids on your habit. You drink coffee. You drink tea. You do whatever it takes for you to be spontaneous and happy to go into that job, to go into that work environment, when you know deep down in your soul, this is not what you were created for. You were not created to be a habit. You are a being. You have to be. You have to exist. You have to live. You have to let go. You have to choose this day whether you're going to live a life of prosperity and positivity or a life of habit and negativity. Let go of those strange-minded people. Let go of those negative-minded people. Let go of those negative spirits. All you want to talk about are things that's going to drag us down energetically in this moment. I can't talk to you right now. I have to let you go. That is the mindset that you have to have. Why wake up positive and happy and overjoyed just to hear someone say, "Hey, man, oh my God," something negative, something pulling you down? You just got some positive information, some positive knowledge, a positive experience, and all they're bringing to you is negativity. All that is around you is negativity. I was playing basketball the other day, and as I'm playing with some young guys in there, I like to call them young whippersnappers because they were just so active and vibrant and moving around and all of that. And so they were winning every game before I got there, and I'm not bragging, saying I'm the greatest, but yes, I am saying I'm the greatest without bragging. But anyway, we're playing basketball. And so we get to the final play. A brother, he looked at me from the sidelines. He was like, "End the game. Muhammad, go ahead and end the game." So I get the guy on the ISO. And so for those of you who don't know what an isolation is, that's when you are one-on-one with an individual and there is no help. And so while I'm one-on-one with him on this, and we call it the island, that's when you and him are just there alone, I rise up, I shoot over him because I know he can't contest my shot. Before I let it go, I say game because I know that I had it in my spot. I was in my sweet spot, all of that. And so after that, he proceeded to going talking trash, just going off. And I'm in my mind, the old me was like, you know, let him have it. Let him know who you are. But then I realized, why do I have to do that? Is it even worth it? Because I know who I am. I know my identity. I have knowledge of self. He is trying to, because I'm a firm believer of those that talk about you have so many insecurities. So everybody knows what I am capable of and what I can do. I don't even know who you are. And that's not a discredit to this particular individual. But as he's going off, he's steady rambling and going off. I was like, just go have a seat. Your game is over. You go sit down. You lost. So you can talk all that trash on the side. You know, and then I had to throw a little shot in there. I had to hit him with the Google me. And then I went on about my business. Sometimes you don't have to do the back and forth. Because at the end of the day, much as he is talking, I am still on the court. He's on the sideline. He's not playing anymore. He's done. And that's how you have to be in your life. Stop dwelling on people who are not on the court with you. When I played professional basketball, there are all kind of people on the sideline screaming. I remember going through a tunnel with my brother, and they were screaming, calling me the N-word. My mama stank. This is just everything. I'm in a foreign country. How do you know what my mama smell like? Like, how do you know these things? This is bad. I started laughing when it happened. I just started laughing. And everyone asked me, why are you laughing? He's talking about your mama. I was like, he don't know my mama. He's in the stands for a reason. He's in the stands because he can't play this game. He's screaming at me because he has nothing else to do with his life. He's screaming at me because I am that great. And that's how you have to see this. You are the one on the court playing. This is your life. Nobody's playing your life but you. Nobody's living your life but you. So therefore, you have to stop allowing people that are on the sidelines to dictate what is going on in your life. It's time for you to let go. It's time for you to move on. It's time for you to be great. Now, share with your friends and family. Change your mind, change your life. Not only do we have a book, we have a movement that is inspired by the book and will tell you how the power of your thoughts can change everything in and around you. www.MuhammadAbdulMalikShabazz.com. Go get your copy. If you don't want to get it from there, get it from Amazon because it's on Amazon. And why are you on Amazon? Leave a review. I thank you all for who have purchased the book and who is continuously purchasing the book. I thank you all for listening to this podcast. Now go off and have a great morning, great afternoon, great evening, or have a good night. Assalamu alaikum.